Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, it's that mad ass sucker free gorilla with the get back. Seems you forgot who you fucking with. Pistol rip pump in my lap for this. Manish and brandish your mind. Been damaging these off brands lies since 89. Hard truth to your speaker from the booth, from the Beta Southern Cali, Central Valley. Steady slumping, thumping, I'm on the mic. P-Dog laying in the cut to strike. Apply pressure with aggression, no stressing, but at the same time contemplating how I could bubble and push my same line. With murderous intent, convince the proletariat to listen. Envision the uprise and the wise eyes open wide. Ride or die, hit a battle cry, united for the fight, get em.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Real spit, real shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Read the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Back from office, it's coughing in his coffin, it feels like now.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
With their pow pow, chicka pow pow, chicka pow pow pow. Get the bulk on that bow mow, who the realest? Never bow down, fuck they feelings. Buckle up, knuckle up, cousin this. The return of authentic hard truth spit. The Trump killer, Pence killer, Bush killer, cop killer, Pop McConnell back on my Geronimo. Flapping on him, slapping with the sound. Won't apologize, won't understand what you stand for, a compromise. Bitch, what you thought it was, got me clapping on him, flapping while the salmon clamming up. Fishy niggas with that fishy shit, suspect identified as any nigga riding on the fence. Now who wanna try? Colonize and get your guns up. Niggas bumping on the first runner, coming back to blast on the maggots. Combative, no cap is savage. Been practicing, so the strapper through the damage. Leave him staggering, I'm back again. Rip rod with the zip ties. Nigga feed them old fish and fuck their kids. Beast mode, fuck peace for the babies. Separated by police from their families. Seeking freedom, see, it's the American way. Saying,
warriors come out to play.
Raise on that base shit, I'm saying ain't nobody playing with it. Best admitted, be as cold as an ice raid with niggas.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Do a spit, do the shit, raise fear, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Do the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, do another round.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Back them off, it's just talking, and it's talking, it feels like hell.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Get that pow, 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 pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
Okay, good. First of all, I want to say greetings, family. And just glad that to be a part of the organization and part of the council party, which that I guess you can say I started a little history on it when I started out in Sacramento, California, back in the 70s. And I've been going ever since. And from Sacramento, came to Texas and met up with some brothers here, Brother Drew, Brother Fuji. A lot of brothers I met up here. And we've been going strong ever since. We did a lot of things. I did a lot of things with the brothers up here. For his son is Shawana Cotton, James Bird, Gina Six. So, I mean, it's history behind the things that I've done with some of these brothers here. And I want them to know that I appreciate them very much for standing strong like they're doing right now. And, you know, I'm just, you know, it's just a blessing to be here, first of all, and to be a part of something that's something for the people and doing for the people and working for the people. And that's why I get my blessings out of that, doing what I can do right. to help somebody else. It's like each one teach one, you know. And right. Brother Drew, it's a good brother. I appreciate him, you know. He brothers like him want to keep me going, you know. So I just want to let you know, Brother Drew, I appreciate you for
yes, sir.
Being a part of my life, you know,
yes,
in this organization.
That's a great honor, man. You know, you meet a lot of people in this movement and a lot of people just for show. But I can testify, Brother Zulu, it's for real. I can testify he done been in danger zones. I can testify. So, you know, it's an honor to be with brothers and sisters who don't just talk that talk, but make that walk. And my brother, you know, has no excuses. And I appreciate that. I'm going to just ask you some questions, Zulu, just to see where we at. You know, as far as the Black Panther Party ideology, when you joined back in Oakland, so how you think things look now? Are we going forward? Are we in the middle? Or are we just spinning our wheels? So what's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on it is that, you know, I mean, it depends on the individual, you know, how they moving. Now, it's a lot different than it was when I came up in the organization, when I came up in the party. You know, we had, it was more like a military, soldier-like, you know. And I guess, Brother Drew, you would say, I would say this right here would be in the middle, you know. I have
okay.
to say it would be in the middle because we've been doing fighting things for over 500 years, you know, and we still hollering freedom. So
right. Okay. And we got groups that came out, and I guess you can speak on that too. You know, we got the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. You're one of the founders of that. So you want to speak on that?
Well, if you look for yourself and check things out, you can see how the Huey P. Newton Gun Club is growing. And I give thanks to Brother Fuji and also you, brother, which you is one of the founders, you know. So, I mean,
yes, sir.
I think it's a beautiful thing, man. I really do. I think it's a beautiful thing as long as we each one teach one the right way.
Yes, sir. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about brothers who got in the movement. He joined the original Black Panther Party, being either been a trendsetter, set other groups up, either the commander of the Black Militia, commander of the African Angels, one of the founders, and so are we of the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. There was four of us who came together to set off this national group, the Huey P. Gun Club. And it's just like it was two of the brothers who came together to set out the Panther Party. So it's a testimony
right.
to our work that we done put in, and we show organizational skills and growth by our products. So that's what I'm trying to say on that. Also, Commander,
yes,
what's your thoughts of the recent march in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Well, I didn't get a chance to make it like I was, you know, I wanted to, but for the turnout that I saw, it looked nice, and you know, it was a nice. They had a good turnout, you know, and everybody looked like they was pretty much well disciplined in a lot of ways. So,
I was kind of
you know, happy and proud about it.
Okay. Yes, and, you know, they were just down there honoring their ancestors 100 years ago. It was Tulsa, Oklahoma was the scene of a massacre where our brother and sister who had built up wealth and strength was destroyed behind jealousy and white supremacy. But they had to destroy Tulsa, Oklahoma because Tulsa, Oklahoma showed these people came from the plantations and wouldn't build a city in an economic base where they were the loaners and not the lenders. Yes.
Right.
They weren't the borrowers. I mean, they was the loaners and not the borrowers. And so it shows the power of what you can do when you set your mind to it. So that's what we're talking about. So another question, Zulu, leadership. What's your thoughts on leadership? What makes a great leader?
What makes a good leader and a great leader is a follower first. In order to be a leader, you have to be a follower first, you know, and it's not nothing easy, you know, I mean, it's not nothing easy that a person can just take it. It's really more or less like a gift, you know, it's a gift that you have in order to be able to lead someone and teach someone else.
Right. And you know what, you know, just giving all of my first leadership, actually my first leadership and a leadership role came from my brother Zulu. As he said, saw something in me and gave me a chance to lead the Panther Party. And that was my first taste of leadership, and I'm honored for that and honored that the brothers, you know, saw something in me and gave me a chance to not that I was seeking it, but gave me a chance to come out with it because, like I said, I was a great follower. Well, that's one thing Zulu was saying. When he said you have to be a follower, he means that first you have to follow in line and be able to take orders before
right.
you can give orders.
Right.
And that's what he means.
Right.
That's what he means
right.
by that. And as a
right.
new boot, when I came into the Panther Party, when they said, hey, we're going to Atlanta, hey, I was there. When they said, wherever we travel, which we travel crisscross this whole country, as a part of my discipline, I was with the team. And then you, you know, you have to earn some respect to get some respect. So in other words, you have to put in work before others could say, hey, that brother's on the right path. So that's what
that's
we were saying.
Problem.
I think we got a caller coming
yeah.
in. Let's go to the caller line. Let's go to the caller lines. 4478, you on?
Peace, Broken Man.
Hey, peace. Hey, we all with Brother Zulu. You want to add some input?
I just wanted to say, I guess I've seen some of the work that Brother Zulu has done, and you know, he's been a great influence on the community.
All right.
Thank
we
you.
So appreciate that. Oh, yeah, we appreciate that.
That.
Yeah, that's one thing about Zulu over there at 52nd Street at Oak Cliff. That's one thing about a leader. Not only the people in your organization going to recognize the leader, but the community should be able to recognize the leader, too. So Zulu, I can testify, 52nd Street area of Oak Cliff, you ask the whole community who is Brother Zulu, and they know who the brother is, and they've got his back. So that's what a leader gets out. And make itself known to the community. A leader is not just in the background. You can't lead in the background. What's your thoughts, Zulu?
No, sir. You got to come to the front. You got to be at the front line. You know, and that's
right.
the thing. That's what how I came to that position. You know, just the things like I was, you know, even, you know, kind of testify to this, brother. I was putting on barbecues, feeding the community. You know, and that's what it's about. It's about showing work, doing the work, not just talking about the work. It's about doing it and showing all the same time. You got to show. You got to show. You got to show. You got to show love with that. love and understanding with that. And you show that to your people, you'll have them follow behind you.
Yes, sir. Black Power. Yes, sir. That's a Black Power won't let it. And I can concur to that. Yes, sir. So we're talking about, you know, Tree and Set of Brother Zulu. And we say this because a lot of people don't know it's hard to do this work, man. It's, you think it's easy, you think it's glorious. We don't even get the rewards. Only rewards that we get is from our own self and sometimes the community who loves you. But on a whole level, some people just take this for granted that we put our money on the line, we travel on the line, we put our lives on the line, we take money out of our family to feed others, I mean, to clothe others. There's a lot of brothers doing it, and we appreciate and salute all the organizations that do that, that have that in their platform. Part of the 10-point platform of the Black Panther Party is still going on and strong. So there's just brothers who just started something and didn't know how far this would go. They didn't know that it would carry on this many years, even when they were destroyed by COINTEL. The Cubs in the bush was one of the Cubs that Brother Zulu put in their works. So, Zulu, we know, you know, that you have some military experience and stuff. So what would you say to brothers who are coming in this movement? What should they be preparing for? I mean, what preparation should they be taking to defend their community?
Well, first of all, you have to arm yourself. You know, have to arm yourself, and you have to be very vigilant of your community and what's going on in your community. And that means taking no nonsense or no tolerance in your community by no means necessary. You know, and it's like Brother Drew said, it's a lot to it. It's like, you know, it's a lot to it to handle something like this, you know, because people are looking at you and people are watching you to see what you do and how you handle things. And, you know, I mean, that means a lot. You know, and it means a lot to not only you, it means a lot to the community. Children are looking. Got to be watching out for the children, most of all. Got to watch out for the elderly and the children. Black Power.
All right, so when it comes to the word discipline, what's your thoughts on the word discipline? When why should a person have to have discipline to be in this type of movement?
Well, see, discipline, you have to have discipline, because if you don't have discipline to get you killed real fast. You have to be able to follow orders. You have to respect orders. You have to respect the person who's giving the orders. You have to respect the person who's in charge, because if you don't, that can mean that you can lose your life. Not only lose your life, you can be the cause of some of your comrades to lose their life because you want to be hard-headed. You don't want to do the right thing, but you have to listen. You have to have respect. You have to take orders. That's what makes a good soldier. You have to be able to take orders, because if you can't take orders, you might as well forget it, because you're wasting your time and wasting your people time. You have to be able to take orders.
All right, y'all. We'll be back with some more questions for Brother Zulu. Then we'll open up the phone lines for the brothers and sisters on. We're going to do right now, take a water break, play a song right quick. And when we come back,
shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again. Oh,
Y'all, we back with you. We on the line with Commander Zulu, and this brother, the reason we on the line with Commander Zulu, because sometimes you have to hear from which is the elder brother also. So sometimes we have to hear from our elder leaders who, what we on the street we call OGs. He's the OG of the movement. He has put in work, and we on the line with him, and he got a lot of history behind himself from Vietnam. K-9 training. Hey, Zulu, you want to talk about the K-9 unit, what that means to you,
sure.
how you get involved in that?
Yeah, I started training German Shepherds, started training dogs when I was in the military. And from the military on to the United States, came back to the States, I was in Germany when I started training dogs. And I guess you could say I've been training dogs about 40 years probably. So
yes, sir.
What I've been, I started my own organization, African Angels Canine Search and Rescue Unit. Started that, and we've been going pretty good ever since.
Yes,
like
sir.
I started in the military with it and brought it on back here and been doing it ever since. And training dogs to search and rescue, find bombs, drugs, guns, money. We pretty much do it all.
Yes, sir. And you know, when I was if a person want to give you an email, I do Luke K. Sub, because he just had some another bloodline of shepherds. I think about how many? 16?
11.
11. So if somebody interested in getting one of these pups, you can give Zulu an email, and he can get back with you if you want to get your email out, Zulu. That's on you.
It's Anthony Fisher, 77777@gmail.com.
All right. So if anybody interested in getting one of these German Shepherds and getting them trained by Zulu, a certified dog trainer, trained for the military, trained as a civilian, licensed. So, hey, get with him. Hey, so that's what we're saying. We're not just in this talking. We got brothers and sisters that put in work since the military, since Vietnam. the men out here are soldiering on behalf of the community. And I know one of the pet peeves that got all of us really wired up is police brutality. So what's your thoughts about that, Brother Zulu?
On this police brutality, brother, it's something that can't be put up on the table. It's something that's not going to just stop, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I can say some things that wouldn't be right, so I won't say it. But anyway.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, as leaders, we just have to just hold our tongues, and but we know, we understand
that
things have to change in this world. And so anybody else want to get in with brother? Go ahead.
I'm just piggyback right what you're saying. Things got to change.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're correct about that. You know, that's the struggle. I've talked to some other young men who, you know, recently come into consciousness and they so fired up. it kind of tickled me because, you know, you've been telling people for years, but once they get it and they get to random about it, it tickles you because, you know, you've been preaching this for years and now you hear somebody that you've been preaching to ready to fight just as bad as you, and it's kind of rewarding at the same time. It tickles me because it's like, hey man, you know what's going on? Yeah, I know what's going on. Yeah, they did that. They did that. Yeah, I understand. I've been telling you that for years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm trying to say. So it's rewarding to see the people that you plant the seed in wake up. And sometimes that's all we have to do as soldiers is just plant the seed. If we can't do nothing else, just tell the truth and plant the seed. And the Creator will make it grow. So that's just, you know, one of the thoughts. But we do appreciate you, Zulu, taking time out to be with us tonight on the line. We wanted to give you some honors, and why, you know, we always say give brothers and sisters the honor and the respect while you can. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're respecting our brother, our leader, our comrade. I learned a lot from Zulu. When I came in the Panther Party, actually, I didn't mess with none but four or five people. And Brother Zulu was one that welcomed me to come to his home, welcomed me to come on his land and train. I mean, when we talk about realism, when we talk about a brother just, you know, put his action and his money where his mouth is, you know, this was the brother's. His land was our training ground. So, you know what I'm saying? And no charge to the group. No charge, all out of love. He made himself available. We didn't even talk about your martial artist status. So tell the people about your martial artist. They don't know you used to be a professional fighter. Go into that, Zulu.
Brother Zulu, OG, still doing, teaching taekwondo classes. Still teaching classes.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So are you interested in taking some taekwondo classes?
Give him an email.
Hit me up.
He gave you your email earlier, so if you didn't get it, listen to the program again and you can get it. Anybody online want to get in with Brother Zulu, press 1. I think we got a caller standing by. Let's go to the caller lines. Caller coming out of the Dallas area code. You all 674?
Yes, sir. Black power, black power, black power.
Hey, black power.
First of all, hey, how's it going, Commander Drew, Commander Zulu? First of all, I want to say salute to you, Zulu, from you and Brother Drew taking me up on the y'all wing as a new recruit back in the day, from the New Blood Panther Party to 52nd Street Vanguard, to African Angel K-9 Rescue, and the Rescue Unit, and BMN, bro. I enjoy soldiering with you. I'm going to keep on soldiering with you until the day we go.
Yes, sir.
I just want to show you honor and respect to you, bro, because you taught me a lot.
Appreciate you, brother. And I like about that, brother. You always been one, whatever you can learn, you always been willing to do what you have to do, and I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. So that's another brother that came up into the ranks. Go ahead, Scarface.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'll wait till you finish.
Yeah, that's another brother that came up into the ranks here. You know, he started out as a soldier. Now he's a Dallas commander in the Dallas area. You know what I'm saying? He started out soldiering, and and taking all the fallen orders and coming through. You ask the brother to do this, he do this and do that, and don't complain. So now he's been promoted to commander of the Dallas chapter in Texas. So this is what we're talking about, leadership. And we're not just promoting. You get a lot of groups, Zulu, what you think about that? A lot of groups, a lot of commanders coming up that we don't know. We ain't seen them do no work. What's your thoughts on that, Zulu?
My thoughts on it? To me, it's scary, so I don't know if I go in the field with them. But,
yes, sir.
I mean, what we doing, bro, this is something that's serious. You know, and
yes, sir.
I mean, you can't play with people's lives and things like that. This is something serious, and you have to be serious about what you're doing. You know, I mean,
yes, sir.
I don't see a lot of soldiers that started soldiering for 2 or 3 months and 2-star generals already. You know, you have to go through something to get something, and that's just simple as that, and that's on the real. You know, and I don't know, brother. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that they get the right teaching and the right ideology that'll take them the right way, you know, because, I mean, we got some leaders that's not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So, you know, I ain't going to get off into that, but we just need to uplift one another and keep one another strong, man, and teach one another the right way. That's the main thing, man. We need to be taught. We need to be taught the right way.
Yeah.
There's a wrong way, and there's a right way. And we need to be taught the right way, and they need to be taught the right way. And that way they'll respect what they're doing and put respect in it. Black power?
Black power.
Black power.
Just to go back, just to say what the brother Zulu was trying to say, learning about this movement is not all about a gun, you know. Coming into the movement, one of the first things, I thought it was all about the gun. Brother say, oh, we got classroom, what you talking about? Yes, you got to come in, you get educated on political science, you get educated on how to eat to live, you get educated on all types of different things, so it's, you know, you got to learn the right way. It's not about shooting your gun. The pen is actually might have been the sword and all of what that means. Go ahead.
And Brother Zulu, and y'all always teach survival. We do a lot of surviving, and therefore everybody listening tonight, joining this organization, it's not a cakewalk. You got to put in work to get where you got to get to. And if you ever notice, the Panther Party never had a K-9 unit. Brother Zulu, Commander Zulu is the first one, original OG Panther, that started his K-9 unit. So all y'all got to give him his props. If y'all love that brother, give his props, give him his respect, give him his honor. Because I sure give it to him.
Yes, sir. And you're right.
Like
you know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. That's what we were saying, the trendsetter. You know, he's setting trends. Zulu has been around and he has set trends. He has been part of groups coming up, the starters and the founders of it. I mean, that's what we're talking about. So we're saluting the trendsetter tonight. Real OG teaching, realism. That's what I like to call it. And a lot of these brothers, like you said, we can't run out in the field with everybody because everybody hasn't shown that they ready for this type of life. Everybody hadn't been surrounded by the Klan. And me and Brother Zulu and a few other brothers, when they called the KKK in the chest of this black sister and knocked the teeth out in this country town, we jumped on a pickup by 6 of us and rolled down there. Yes, sir. We rolled down there to check on the sister and show them the pointers out who did it. And you want to see six brothers that looked like God that day and crackers running, you sure would have seen it. Because we pulled red up in their neighborhood, red up next to their trailer. And they all
right up
the kids. Oh, yeah. So when we talk about soldiering, what are you willing to do? Hey, I don't want to go ahead too soon. I get too spiritual when I think about some of this stuff we done did, man. I don't want to go too far in it. But we done did some soldiers. Some real soldiers. Life on the limb. Brothers in the truck that wasn't supposed to be in that truck. And the word was none of us going to jail. So are you ready for that type of soldier? That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about it. We in it. People gonna watch us for the rest of our lives. We understand that too. Hey, but understand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we didn't get in this for no reason. We got in this because something put us in it. We got in this because chaos, brutality, supremacy. So it was a reason we are in it. So
that's right.
You have to have people that's going to stand up. Every nation will come up with a group that will stand against oppression, or it wouldn't be a nation.
Yes, sir.
All right, Zulu, anything else you want to speak? Yes, sir. Anything?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I didn't want to say one last thing. I talked to my uncle, my dad, earlier. Zulu, he told me to tell you that he's proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing, bro, and keep on pushing. And I stand behind you 24/7. You know, anytime you need me, I got you.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that.
No problem.
All right.
No problem, brother. This is all due respect.
And anybody else want to get in, just press 1 on your line, and we get you right in. But we're talking about realism, and we're talking about, you know, it's easy to put on a uniform, but when you do the work. And we all with Commander Zulu, who done proved that he can do the work and going to keep on continuing. So after I spoke with him yesterday, he said the work don't stop till he stop. And that's what a lot of brothers and sisters don't understand. A lot of people sacrifice their lives, and they don't get a second chance to say, I want to go home and retire. Martin Luther King don't get a chance to say,
right.
I want to go home and retire. Malcolm X don't get a chance
mm-hmm.
to say, I want to go home and retire. They put their blood behind this shit, so we got to do the same. Your life is not your life. Your life is supposed to be meant for others. A lot of people think their lives are their lives. No, your life was meant to serve others. If you don't know your purpose, I just gave you a little bit up. Go ahead, Zulu.
Yeah, and that's it. Like you said, I put my life on the line for people I don't even know.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So that, I mean, that's the way I believe in it, and that's the way I'm always going to believe in it, because that's
yes,
the way
sir.
I feel about my people. Well, I would die for my people if I had to. Yeah, I'd die for
yes.
my people.
Yes, sir.
I would die for my people. You got to have a purpose for something.
Yes, sir. And I just upgrade that just a little bit also, Zulu. I used to say, yes, I would die for my people, but guess what else I will do for my people if I have to do it for my people? I will kill for my people. So that's a little, we're going to upgrade that just
a
little bit, because sometimes, in a minute, you got to, sometimes somebody trying to hurt my people, I have to come out of a different zone, and I will, in self-defense, kill for my people. So that's how we have to make it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Zulu.
Yes, sir.
You got to just keep it straight and honest. That's what makes us us. That's what makes us who we are. Yes, sir.
Shoot at me, I'm going to shoot at you.
Yes, sir. The new boots and new recruits, that's how you have to do it. When you come into this type of movement, you have to have that type of attitude. Not only will I die, but in self-defense, I will kill. Yes, sir.
That's it.
Now, that's another, from my heart, another story. Yes, sir. So we appreciate you being on with us late night, Zulu, and we say black power to you. You want to bring anything else up that I'm missing? Go ahead.
I just want to say I appreciate you, brother, and you and Brother Scarface and all the other brothers and sisters doing a good job.
Yep.
Keep it up. Need my help on anything, you can always call me.
I think we got another caller calling in, Zulu. Let me go to the caller line just a sec. Caller coming out of Dallas, Texas. Look like it's Dallas, Texas. Last four digits is 6177. You on? Caller coming out of Dallas, Texas. You on 6177? Hey, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power. Hello,
Black
Brother
Power.
Commander. How y'all doing?
Yes.
I just want to
get
on here and say that I do appreciate y'all. Because y'all have been a very good inspiration in my life.
Yes, ma'am. We appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it. All right, we appreciate you all on every week listening and learning and growing. You know, I know you've been around for a while, but you actually in it and you're getting your feet wet and you're seeing things that you hadn't seen in the movement. So we appreciate your growth and your commitment. just being on these programs every week, it shows commitment and discipline. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't on here. There's a lot of people out there. We know a lot of people. We know hundreds and thousands of brothers and sisters that could be on the program. So we have to salute your discipline by being here. Every time we on, you on. So, hey, we say black power to you. We appreciate that. And that's what make leadership, doing something when you don't have to do it. Hey, that's what sharpens steel, and that shows that you have some charisma about yourself. You taking yourself, your life serious. You learning and ready to help others. So we appreciate you too, sister.
And I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
All right. Black power. All right, Zulu, we're going to turn it over to you with the last words of the night. And we'll play a closing song, and we'll say black power. What's up with it, Zulu? It's on you.
All right, family. Appreciate each and every last one of you who listen in tonight. And y'all stay strong and stay powerful out there and keep it real and keep it black power. The African Angels Canine Search and Rescue Unit is always going to on the go. Peace out.
Oh, yeah. Peace out. And there's something else we can talk about another time. There's trafficking and all that. Why we need it. We'll do that another day. We appreciate everybody for being on with us. And we will see y'all next week, hopefully. And we're going to play this closing song. We're going to say black power. This is Nobody Moves and Nobody Gets Hurt.
1, 2, 3, it's that mad ass sucker free gorilla with the get back. Seems you forgot who you fucking with. Pistol rip pump in my lap for this. Manish and brandish your mind. Been damaging these all brands lies since 89. Hard truth to your speaker from the booth, from the Beta Southern Cali. Central Valley, steady slumping, thumping, I'm on the mic. P-Dog laying in the cut to strike. Apply pressure with aggression, no stressing, but at the same time contemplating how I could bubble and push my same line. When murderous intent, convince the proletariat to listen. Decision to uprise and the wise eyes open wide. Ride or die, hit a battle cry, united for the fight, get em.
Nobody move, not a tank and dirt.
Real spit, real shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Nobody move, not a tank and dirt.
We the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Nobody move, not a tank and dirt.
Back from office, if it's coughing in his coffin, get real like now.
Nobody move, not a tank and dirt.
With their pow pow, chicka pow pow, chicka pow pow pow.
Going to walk on that bow mow, who the realest? Never bow down, fuck they feelings. Buckle up, knuckle up, cousin this. The return of authentic hard truth spit. The Trump killer, Pence killer, Bush killer, cop killer. Pop McConnell back on my Geronimo. Flapping on him, slapping with the sound. Won't apologize, won't understand what you stand for. A compromise. Bitch, what you thought it was? Got me clapping on him, flapping while the salmon clamming up. Fishy niggas with that fishy shit. Suspect identified as any nigga riding on the fence. Now who wanna try? Colonize and get your guns up. Niggas bumping on the first runner, coming back to blast on the maggots. Combative, no cap and savage. Been practicing, so the strapper through the damage. Leave him staggering, I'm back again. Rip rocks with the zip ties. Nigga feed them old fish and fuck their kids. Beast mode, fuck peace for the babies. Separated by police from their families. Seeking freedom, see, it's the American way. Saying,
warriors, come out to play.
Raise on that base shit, I'm saying. Ain't nobody playing with it. Best admitted, be as cold as an ice raid with niggas.
Somebody move, not a tank and dirt.
Do the shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Nobody move, not a tank and dirt.
Keep it true, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Nobody move, not a tank and dirt.
Back them off, it's just a problem, and it's all it feels like now.
Nobody move, not a tank and dirt.
Get that pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, pow.
Slide right around when I ride about us. Glide by in the town, see the sign ground dust. Gentrified by the whites and the weirdos and the ones making beer with they artisan beards and man buns. Nigga, this ain't Nico. I'm Flint, Puerto Rico. I represent the blacks and immigrants from all the sheet holes. No free throws, I'm golden from the state, I'm in the paint. You try to keep a motherfucker quiet, but you can't. You can tweet that, not me believe. Ain't no motherfucker breathing that can see me. I mean it, G and me wanna let it spit and blow your brains out. No stress, ask your predecessors how I gets down. Now I'ma say it for the slow. Don't let your president get you dope. Know it's the return of the uppity nigga. You suckers stuck with me, I'm fucking any cuck. I think you rough enough to fuck with me, not fucking me. I flip the birds, stand with capital nicks. Stack a grip with housing assistance and scholarships. No dragon energy, I'm dragging any enemy or any weakened see the D celebrity on TMZ. Nigga, please, read. On track to see those. I rip the G-code, I flap their nap and get the reload. So we grow with cold cat go. Ain't no throwback, no throwback. That's immaculate MC and then the rollback. Y'all know that I'm quick to bust your motherfucking lip. Go and run and tell them, ring the bell and reach these with truth so we see these niggas feces and teach these youngsters to do for self and bleep the police and be free. Let me catch your ass coordinate.
detonating with the orange Satan in your best freeze. Cause we can peel your crown to this. G's up, foes down, while the real soldiers pounce to this.
Somebody move, not a guy get hurt.
Real fit, we the shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a guy get hurt.
We the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a guy get hurt.
Back from office, if it's talking in it's office, getting filled like now.
Somebody move, not a guy get hurt.
With that pow pow, chicka pow pow, chicka pow pow pow.
All right, y'all, this is the Black Militia Nation. We were on with some brothers and sisters around the nation. Commander Zulu, we appreciate him. Commander Scarface out of Dallas, Texas. Sister Michelle out of Dallas, Texas, for calling in. Sister Kay, for calling in. We appreciate y'all all. And other brothers and sisters who are online have yet ready to be. Appreciate y'all for listening and being a part of the program every week. And we'll see y'all again, as they say, on that same black station and that same black channel. Hey, this is Brother Drew X. We signing off. Life out.